as long as I'm going to make the petroleum industry angry, I might as well go all the way. And a friend of mine, in fact, a fellow that I know very well, shared something with me about 6 months ago, something that you can add to the gasoline in your tank. And I will put out a disclaimer immediately before I say anything, and that is that this works best with premium gas, unfortunately.
Which is 91?
Yeah, well, 91, 92, depending on what state you're in.
Right, okay.
But and it will not work with gasoline that has ethanol added to it, or the so-called gasohol. But if you go down to your local paint store or to most automotive parts stores and get yourself a quart of acetone for about $8.
A quart of acetone?
Yes, A-C-E-T-O-N-E.
Okay.
And you put a ratio, a very, very small amount, comparatively speaking, but you put in 2.5 ounces of acetone for every 10 gallons of gasoline that you buy.
All right, so if you have a 20-gallon tank, what's a standard tank?
If you have a 20-gallon tank and you fill it up, assuming that it's empty and you fill it up, you would put in 5 ounces of acetone.
All right, that's not much.
No. It works out to something like about 45 or 50 cents for every 10 gallons, I guess. But the story that I heard was that it actually chemically alters the gasoline in your tank, and it permits more complete combustion of the gasoline, and it improves the combustion efficiency. Now, I was very skeptical when I heard about this. In fact, the very first question that I asked of my friend was, how is this going to harm my engine? Is it going to,
Yeah, is it going to blow it up or something?
With,
sure.
My fuel injectors and this kind of thing. And he said, no, actually not. If anything, it winds up cleaning the engine. You wind up with, a smoother running engine. So I gave it a shot. And in fact, not only did I get between 25 and 35% better gas mileage, the downside is that you actually feel more power when you step on the gas, and it becomes such a temptation to just floor it every chance you get for all that extra power that you might be able to
get
out of
your engine.
It
seems simple enough. Now, is this allowable? Can we do this?
Well, that's the funny thing. I've been using this in two different cars now, and one of them just had required the registration to be renewed, so I had to go down and get a smog test, and I thought, well, here's a perfect opportunity.
Uh-huh.
So I put in a full tank of gas, measured in the proper amount of acetone, and it passed with flying colors. And this is a car that hasn't had a tune-up in 2 years.
Okay, now two questions then. Most gasoline that you get now at the pumps has some amount of ethanol in it, right?
Well, it varies from area to area. I mean, in some places, I know that in some parts of Southern California, it's used quite a bit.
Yeah, even 10%.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm up here in Northern California, and I'm not aware that they're actually using that much. I know that there was quite a bit of controversy over what MTBE, methyl tribuoethanol.
Oh, that stuff's a cancer causer, yeah.
Yeah. But as far as I know, it will not work well with gasoline, ethanol.
Okay, so even if there's 10% ethanol in this premium fuel, this will not work that well?
Not as well as it would with just straight gasoline.
Okay.
And the recommendation is to use premium.
But, I mean, my biggest fear then on this would be I'm going to blow up my engine or something.
Well, the funny thing about it is that I have a Nissan Maxima that I've maintained, and I've driven this car with Mobil 1 synthetic oil in it, changing it every 3,000 miles with a new filter. And I've got almost 210,000 miles on this car. I've never had the engine apart once. And about a month ago, I cracked an exhaust manifold stud. It had an exhaust leak, so I decided to pull the exhaust manifold off and get rid of the stud and replace it. And I was just absolutely shocked when I pulled the exhaust manifold off. That is the piece where the exhaust gases first come out of the engine and start to enter the exhaust system that goes back to the muffler on the car. And this exhaust manifold, normally you would expect to see, sort of a charcoal maybe a medium gray discoloration from the carbon and so forth that's left over from the combustion process. And I looked down inside this exhaust manifold, and it was pure white inside. It was as though someone had gone in there and just sandblasted all of the carbon and everything off the inside of that exhaust manifold. I was amazed, but even more so, over the period of a couple hundred thousand miles, as this engine has on it, you get a certain amount of oil leakage around the valve stem, and it comes down and it starts to coke and or you know heat up and be cooked onto the back face of the valve, and it creates these deposits which over time will begin to retard the passage of the exhaust gases and will, you know, undermine the performance of the engine. Well, you know, naturally, with 210,000 miles or so on the car, I would expect to see some serious deposit there. And when I looked up inside the exhaust ports, the valve stems were perfectly clean, shiny. I mean, this was just amazing to me.
Well, now, what is the acetone used for when you go into, like, in auto parts?
Ordinarily, acetone would be used to thin down polyester resins in a fiberglass. If you're making fiberglass resin, you're mixing it up, and you want to have it be a little bit thinner, say if you're going to be using it to patch some damage on a fiberglass boat or, say, on a Corvette fender or something like that.
All
where
right.
Fiberglass is.
So it's easily attainable in these stores?
Yes. Yes, okay. About $8 a quart, at least it is in California.
And 2.5 ounces to every 10 gallons.
Now, and the other thing is that it's even less for the diesel mixture. It would be 1.5 ounces for every 10 gallons
for
of
diesel fuel.
Yes.
So truck drivers could be saving a fortune now.
I have one report of a fellow up in Seattle who I wasn't sure exactly what the circumstances were. It sounded like perhaps he worked with the sheriff's department and was towing a boat into town behind his truck every day from up in the Cascade Mountains where he lived, going into Seattle. And he was saying that for 44 or 45 cents worth of acetone, he was saving $12 in diesel.
Gosh, that's a great savings.
That's remarkable. That
adds up.
Yeah.
And the increase in the mileage?
25 to 35%.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, you know, for me, you know, I know this sounds far-fetched. And I know there's some people out there that are thinking, well, you know, I've got a carburetor on my car, and I'm worried about this stuff melting the float. Now, I don't know of too many cars. In fact, I can't even think of one that has a pure styrofoam float in it. Most of the older carburetors from the 40s and 50s, I believe they used brass floats. And most of the floats that have been made since the late 60s, early 70s, used a type of phenolic plastic, which I think is pretty much impervious to acetone, even in its purest form. So, you know, what I would do if I was concerned about that, if I had an older car with a carburetor, I would maybe run down to the junkyard and pull a float out of a similar vehicle and then dip it in some pure acetone and see what happens before you try it in the car.